If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we have a really interesting story, a new concept using AI called PDF to brain rot. Sounds very interesting. But before we get into that, I wanted to talk to you about our school community. We have a very special Black Friday deal. $18 a month is how much the school community is. And that is going to be an amazing deal because the following week we're raising it up to $100. And if you're not a part of this community yet, you need to be. We have almost 225 members and it's growing weekly. There's tons of like-minded individuals in that group and also bonus content we post there weekly, showing exactly, breaking down exactly how we are making money with AI and also how others in the community are. So it's a really cool place. I can't recommend it enough. It's really given me a lot more passion about AI and how to use it in my own business. So you got to get on there. Jaden, what do you have to say about the school community? And then tell me about PDF to brain rot.
Yeah, Black Friday special. It'll never be this cheap. If you're ever going to join the school community, do it this week. After this, it's going to $100 the following week. So yeah, it's great. Okay, this is this PDF to brain rot thing is really funny. So essentially what this is, if you haven't heard of a brain rot, it's what people call pretty much TikTok content, right? You're people swiping through TikTok and they're like these satisfying slime videos, or it's like, I don't know, just like these ASMR sounds, or like, it's like stuff they call it brain rot because it's not really making you smarter. And I don't know, but they're very viral and they have millions of views and people like watching, you know, or like, it's like when you hear someone talking in like a podcast clip, but like on the screen, it's like someone playing like one of those phone games, like Subway Surfer or something. You call it brain rot because I don't know, it's just seems like it's routing your brain. In any case, people are trying to leverage this because they found that people are way more likely to listen to a piece of content. I mean, this is what a lot of podcasts found. We have not done this, so I guess this is a big shout out for Jamie. Maybe we need to make a little bit of brain rot video and rot people's brains to get them to listen to the podcast and teach them some ways to make some money with AI tools. But I actually think this is really interesting. So there's a bunch of different companies that are working on this. There's CocoCanut, StudyFetch, StudyRot, Memonome, ShortSplit, GradesMax. Like there's a Lots whole bunch of companies Lots doing this. And essentially what you do is you upload a PDF of your course or whatever you have to study, right? These dense PDFs, maybe it's like a law thing. And it will essentially give you a summary where it's breaking down all the core points and talking about what's in the PDF. Some of them just straight up read the PDF in an AI voice that tries to sound engaging. While at the same time, you're just watching like essentially what people would be watching on TikTok anyways. But apparently this keeps their attention. So I don't know, Jamie, what's your take on it?
I actually think that this is going to be bigger than people think. I like to listen to podcasts and, you know, while I'm working, I'll be listening to the podcast, but my attention isn't fully on the podcast because I'm doing something else. I'm multitasking. So if you're thinking about like studying for, an exam, for example, if you have to read a large section of text, I feel like this would actually help me focus more because instead of multitasking, I have like the second task is the brain rot stuff. So you're kind of paying attention to that, but you're mostly, my brain would mostly probably be paying attention to the audio. So I could see how for some people, that might work. Others, I don't know. I think it's clever. I could see it blowing up though, really.
Okay. So I have to make a confession to all of you, which is that I have actually, unknown to this, you know, that people are making millions of dollars off of this, been essentially creating a YouTube channel of brain rot educational content as a side, as like a, I don't know, a side business experiment, whatever you want to call it. And I will show it to you. And it's actually been going very well. So it's called W Recaps. And essentially we film it at the studio. One of my interns does it. So he's taking control of the project at the time. But essentially what it is summarizing things that happened in history, and he does it in like in essentially like this brain rot matter, right? So it's like saying things like, okay, this is the story of, you know, the Cold War. It was a total L for like a ton of people, but it was a W for a bunch of people and whatever. And it's all got all this like Gen Z slang. But if you look at it, the last video we posted got 688 views. Before that, 1,300 views, 400 views, some with 500, 400, 1,300, 500, 500. Like the videos are doing really well. And this is a brand new, as of like 2 weeks ago, YouTube channel. It's only got 10 subscribers so far. But like hundreds or thousands of views on the videos. And it's really funny. It's just, it's like the brain rot, like talk or whatever. So it's just Gen Z talk covering stories. Okay, yeah. So this is on YouTube. And I bring up YouTube because I think it's like the most valuable platform. But on TikTok, we have thousands of views on TikTok as well, and on Instagram as well. So like we post the same thing on all three of them. It's actually doing really well. So I think this is like a funny business idea, but I think this is actually a good strategy and using tools like this. So people are using it for school, but I actually think there's a way to make money or build an audience, build a business or like a YouTube channel or a distribution source pretty much. Like find whatever your niche is. And using these and just uploading the actual video generates you to YouTube instead of just consuming it. Like, and people will get educated watching brain rot, but you actually build an audience through it. So I think it's hilarious.
That's awesome. I think there could definitely be specific niches that really take off, you know, using this style, depending on, you know, what your niche is. If you're trying to educate people on, yeah, it looks like your Civil War or your war ones have gotten more views than some of the others. So are you guys, do you think you'll head in that direction moving forward? Or are you going to just try to do a bunch of different ones?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's like, we got the Avengers. Oh, no,
the movie ones are too. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think he's got a whole bunch filmed already. We're just going to do like history and famous books and famous movies. And I don't know. Yeah. Nice. Like the war stuff is like kind of interesting too. So I don't know. We'll try out a bunch of stuff and see what works. But like, yeah, overall, it doesn't take very long to make one of the videos. And we actually use, so how we're building this, I guess, for people curious on like the AI side of it, we don't have whatever that tool is, but we have a prompt to build with ChatGPT that's like, hey, based off of like this giant list of Gen Z slang, and we went on like line and found like this giant like two page document of Gen Z slang terms. Like based off of this giant list of Gen Z slang, like tell the story, or, you know, like explain the Cold War in, you know, like 60 seconds using all these terms and whatever. And so we kind of developed a prompt that will give us the full script for this. And then he'll nice. Read the script. And then we'll use AI to like edit the script down. So cut out all the breaks using Descript. So ChatGPT for the script, Descript for the editing. And then we put it into the captions app, which will do all of the, like use AI to do all the captions and like some emojis and some, you know, edits and stuff. And yeah, based off of that, I mean, we use those, it's pretty much the three AI tools and it cranks out this piece of content. And yeah, we schedule post it and it's been doing surprisingly well. Awesome. So it's kind of funny. But So I think this is like a very funny side hustle. I do think that it's actually a good way to build an audience. And the one other thing that I'll say is whatever way you build an audience for your niche, you can always, like, if you built a YouTube channel, like just kind of making like these funny videos where you're like, I don't know, you know, brain, you call them brain rot, but like Gen Z slang, whatever, like pretty much it's you and you're creating content. If you ever decide to pivot or change it to not be just that, I think if it was your face to begin with, you could make that pivot. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways to go about growing a viral audience, but if you find something that sort of works and it goes viral frequently, yeah, I mean, I'm not a hater on doing whatever it takes. And also like brand new YouTube channel from zero, you know, there's only 10 subscribers on it. I think 2 weeks ago, getting thousands of views. You can put ads in those shorts as well. So I have a brother and he has a YouTube channel, that is, it's like a gun review YouTube channel. And mostly he just posts shorts and he has 2.5 million subscribers that he's gained in the last 2 years. Just doing shorts pretty much. On, you know, different shooting things at random, you know, shooting Skittles out of a shotgun to see what happens, random stuff like that. And in every short, he'll put an ad because he has a bunch of, you know, sponsors and stuff because it's getting millions of views and makes hundreds of thousands just doing that. So all this to say, if you can find a medium that gets you views, I think it's great for promoting whatever your business or product is and you get great sponsorship. So I think it's a kind of funny, a funny thing, but it actually will probably work.
Love it. Yeah. My mind is like, I think Gen Z is going to start being interested in real estate investing soon. So maybe I could, you know, start a Gen Z slang, real estate investing YouTube channel. See if I could.
Got to get it however you can. That's hilarious. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. And again, this week only, we have a Black Friday deal on the school community. If you ever thought you were going to join it this week. It is $18. This is the cheapest it will ever be. And next week, it is going to be $100. So get in while it's cheap, and we would love to see you on the other side. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.